Heart Spill by Anonymous, read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom is Bad Buddy, and the relationship is Ink/Paw. The rating is teen and up. Summary: when Ink comes to pick Paw up from set, she is met with a pesky little problem. Usually, she is happy to hang back while Pa works, but the sight before her calls for an intervention. Author's notes. Written for Daisy Diversions. The first ship I ever wrote was for Ink/Pa. When I saw Ink/Pa in your requests, I had to write something for our sweetest girls. I hope you like it, Daisy. Reader's notes. I'm so excited to see this. I'm recording it right on the night when the reveals went up, and I'm going to ask for permission afterwards and hope I get it. And if not, I will just have this secret file for myself to listen to if I ever get over my aversion to hearing my own voice. Anyway, this is written and recorded for the Candy Hearts Exchange 2025. I'm doing this as a cold read, as you can see, so I'll be doing minimal edits again, because I don't know if I'm actually going to be able to post this. So if you do end up hearing it, it means I did get permission. So thank you, Anonymous, for doing that. And I hope you enjoy. All right, let's get into it. Ink is stuck in traffic. Vehicles stifle the road on either side of the median in a riot of shapes and colors. The blistering heat of Bangkok summer threatens to cook Ink alive despite the air conditioning inside her car. Every few minutes, she inches forward at a snail's pace. The wait to see her girlfriend after 4 long days of separation grows more and more excruciating by the second. Ink itches to get out of the car, traffic laws be damned, and make a run for it, but she holds back by sheer force of will. After what seems like hours, Ink finally clears the bottleneck. Heaving a sigh of relief, she presses her foot down on the accelerator. If she speeds just a bit, then can anyone really blame her? When she reaches the location where Pa is filming today, the sun is already on its way down the horizon. Pink! Ink turns to see Pa's AD stubbing out a cigarette with her shoe. Pa is setting up for the final scene for the day, Gam says. Come on, I'll take you to her. Ink follows Gam to where Pa is hard at work. Brows furrowed in concentration and mouth pursed, her girlfriend is the cutest. Pa bites her lip in the way she does when she's thinking through a problem, and Ink's heart picks up its pace. Then something catches her eye that makes her bristle. A girl is hovering around Pa like a particularly pesky bee. Pa shifts and the girl shifts with her, not leaving an inch of space between them. At first, Ink tries to give her the benefit of the doubt, but the more she watches, the clearer it gets that the girl's intentions are certainly not innocent. And Pa, her kind, trusting Pa, is oblivious to it all. Who's that girl? Ink subtly points at the girl. Gam squints in their direction for a moment. That's Natty, the new PA. Why? Gam throws a strange look at Ink before her lips quirk up in a mischievous smirk. Oh, I see. Please don't scare her too much. We can't have her quit now. I don't know what you're talking about, Ink says, but she is already on her way towards Pa. Usually Ink is happy to hang back while Pa works, but today calls for an intervention. Whereas everyone else is standing at a perfectly respectable distance away from Pa, Natty is all up in her space. As Ink nears them, their backs towards her, she sees Natty raise a wandering hand and rest it on Pa's lower back. Unbeknownst to Natty, Pa's shoulders rise. Ink sees red. "Hi," Ink slides into the space on Pa's other side with ease. Pa startles, doe eyes growing impossibly wide, amplified tenfold by the round glasses she's wearing. She tips her head back to look Ink in the eye and breaks into the loveliest smile. "Pink," she whines, drawing her name out sweet and nasal in the way she knows drives Ink crazy. "You startled me." "Sorry, young Pa." Ink smoothly drapes her arm over Pa's shoulders. Her girlfriend sways into her side, letting Ink support most of her weight. "Take that, Natty." Ink lifts her pointer finger, the rest curled into a fist. "One more scene, then we can go home." Affection bubbles up in Ink's chest, pushing at her ribcage and demanding to be let out. She strokes her free hand over Pa's hair and down the side of her face. "Take all the time you need, sweetheart," Ink says, pressing a kiss to Pa's temple. "I'll be right here." Pa hasn't stopped smiling, cheeks bunched up and nose scrunched. The crinkle of her nose is so cute, Ink has to leave a fleeting kiss there. I missed you," she says, a telltale waver in her voice. And that's all it takes. Throwing propriety out the window, Ink leans down to plant a kiss on Pa's lips. She intends to pull back. She really does. But Pa sighs into the kiss and Ink is caught. She feels Pa rising on her tiptoes to lick at the seam of Ink's lips. With her fingers now curled around the nape of Pa's neck, Ink opens her mouth and loses herself in the wet heat of Pa's tongue sliding against her own. The kiss is gentle and soft. The kiss feels like coming home. When they finally pull apart, Pa ducks her head and tries to burrow herself into Ink's side in embarrassment, which only makes Ink want to kiss her more. The crowd around them good-naturedly teases the couple. Natty, however, is nowhere to be seen. Author's notes. Comments and kudos are greatly appreciated. Heart. Reader's notes. That was so fun. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for writing this for me. My heart is full. My crops are watered. My face hurts from smiling. I really loved this. It was so sweet. And just what I needed. So thank you so much. And for everyone else, if you made it this far, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments for the author on the original post on AO3. Thanks for listening.